a point where he stopped practice there. Sorry.
I just wanted intensity, just more intensity. You know? We're not going very long. I think it's too much to ask.
What was your take on the captain's response?
Well, I think it's fine. He likes to pace the goal, and he works. He's a worker. But it's the other people I need to get going. So help me. That's what leadership is.
Is this part of just making sure the team doesn't get complacent after a couple victories?
Very good question. That's exactly what it is. You know, comfortable, we traveled, we won two in a row on the road, you know. We might not want to be here. It's Thanksgiving. The other team had an optional, you know. We're going to be, let's get to work. We're going to be out here. I don't think it's too much to ask right now. We've just had a day off, so, you know, let's get ourselves back to work and get ourselves in a frame of mind that we'll prepare ourselves for winning. We're playing a morning game, so it's all part of wanting more from each other, all players and staff included.
This game tomorrow in what's normally a very physical building to play in, is this a different animal than you've been facing?
It's hard to say. The morning game will pose some different things. The building itself, it can, I suppose. But, I mean, you know, we had that 8-7 game in here, which was wild. So I'm not sure, you know, how it'll go. It's just it's another opponent. They've been going good. And, you know, we've gone fairly well. So everybody needs points right now. It's another one of those games. This city and franchise has a reputation for wanting to go, so it's good. It raises the intensity of the game.
What are the keys for players when you have that earlier start in terms of trying to get going?
Sorry, what was...
What are the keys for guys to get themselves going?
In the early morning game? Well, first thing you got to do starts from the night before, and it starts from getting up and getting yourself prepared. It's a little different. It's, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, it's not a routine game. You know, afternoon games are a little bit difficult at 2 o'clock or so, but 11:30 is a little bit wilder. But they're facing the same type of scenario, so, you know, it's just part of being an athlete and finding ways to motivate yourself. What has to take place? You got to get up and get yourself ready to go. And, you know, you got to get yourself ready to battle. That's a little bit hard to do at 11:30 in the morning.
Just a maintenance day for Toby? Or?
Yeah.
What's it do for your confidence in the fourth line that they reward you with a goal in the offensive zone?
Well, I think they're happy because they're able to make a contribution, and they've done some good things lately. I've got more trust in them as the games have gone on, and I put them out against a lot of lines, and I don't have anxiety in doing that, but they've earned that. So, you know, it's good that they're able to make a contribution.
What did you like about the Stewart-Ellerby pairing yesterday as they went +3 in the game?
I thought that they were good in the game. I didn't see them as being an offensive line, an offensive unit. But sometimes you do things the right way and you get rewarded. I mean, Stewie scored the goal there off the faceoff, so that's an automatic plus, which is good for those guys. But I thought that they played well along with our team. I thought we played pretty good in the game. Okay, thanks, guys.